The Swedish government's proposing new infection control laws to better prepare the country for future pandemics. The plans would make it possible to require health checks for people arriving from areas affected by contagious diseases. The government would also be able to limit the size of large gatherings to reduce the spread of infection. On top of that, the proposals include powers to move or isolate people in care homes for the elderly. The new laws are expected to come into force in April next year. Sweden's opposition Social Democrats say young people up to upper secondary school age should be able to travel free on public transport in the evenings, at weekends and during school holidays. University students would also travel free in their place of study during term time, news agency TT reports. The plans are part of a wider climate package, which the party says would cost several billion kroner. It also includes support for green industry, faster electrification of transport, new housing construction, and improvements in smaller towns. Swedish outdoor brand Fjällräven is threatening legal action against the Sweden Democrats over the look of the party's election campaign. The company says the campaign's typeface and graphic style are almost identical to its own font called Arctic Fox. According to newspaper Expressen, Fjällrävens demanded changes, accusing the party of breaching copyright law. The Sweden Democrats have dismissed the complaint as nonsense. And finally, if you'd hope to run the Stockholm Marathon next year, you're too late already. With more than 9 months still to go before race day, it's all sold out. Registration had already been paused earlier this summer after huge demand. When the remaining places were released on Monday morning, they disappeared almost immediately, news agency TT reports. Organisers say interest in the race has grown sharply after this year's marathon also drew record numbers. The next Stockholm Marathon takes place in late May next year. Those were Tuesday's headlines. For more news stories from Sweden, go to our homepage or our app, Sveriges Radio, where you'll also find a new series, Sweden's Parties in Brief, giving you a short background to Sweden's eight parliamentary parties, all taking part in this year's elections. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a good evening.